On the line, I've got Debs from the Creative Market. Morning, Debs.
Good morning. I don't know how good it is, Aaron.
Well, yes, it's just started raining, hasn't it?
It's just started raining, yeah.
It won't last long for the moment, but there will be probably more behind it at some point, I would say. And since we've started talking about the rain, let's just talk about preparations for the rain for the market. I guess with the creative space upstairs now, you've got a lot more capacity to keep running the market in the rain.
That's right, yeah. So we'll all be inside. Well, not all of us. You know, the stoic ones will be outside.
Okay.
But it will, yeah. So we'll have about nearly 20 stalls inside.
Okay.
Yeah. And Liz, as in Liz and Rick, she's offered to do some hot soup. And we've got Nepalese dumplings.
What do they taste like?
I know. Well, we're going to have to find out. They do sound good. Etai and Therese are taking a little break from the market this one, but they will be back for the Matariki one on the 26th.
Okay.
And sad news for us, anyway, she's Kate Solara. She wants to play with her nieces, so they must be awesome nieces for her to give up the market.
Oh, okay. I'm supposed to be interviewing her tomorrow.
Yeah, she's around. I understand she's around. She just can't make it to the market. She's going to be there on the 26th.
Okay, all right. I wonder if that interview will happen tomorrow. I have to find out.
Yeah. Fantastic news about the juices. So the girls, Maria and Corey, they've done like 10 years of fresh juice making at the market. And they retired. To go on to other jobs last market. So we've got peanut butter, the PB23 girls taking over. So they'll be selling their peanut butter as well as making fresh juices.
Oh,
and
okay.
No doubt they'll be inside.
Yes. So that is a juice replacement. The funny thing is about Maria and Cora is that they are 15, I think. So they must have started when they were really young, 14 or 15.
Oh, yeah. Maria was saying that she was like 4 or something.
Right, I didn't realise. Yeah.
I know, yeah. They would have, I mean, look, the parents, Luca and Sue, just awesome people, though. They've done it. Sue, you know, helps run the film festival as well and does lots of volunteer work, and it's just pretty amazing. And Luca, he's got his fruit tree, so he'll be selling just on the kindy fence.
Okay.
Boundary. Okay, so they usually go really quickly. So he'll have his trailer out there, and I think he's coming for the next couple of markets.
It is that time of year, isn't it? It's the time to buy the fruit trees, get them in the ground.
Yes. We've got like 7 new stores too, so that includes some ceramics.
Okay.
And a couple of the food ones and garnets. And so the other food one is the takeaway sauces, chili sauce. An awesome Argentinian woman who came to me just after the market, the last market, and said, "Deb, I've got this. Please taste it." So I took away this little container, and it's absolutely fantastic. I put it on everything.
So is that a local person or someone coming from?
Obviously not originally local, but
yes, Argentina.
And she said, "Now, what do I have to do for to get registration?" And I pointed her in the right direction, and then, she said, okay, it's a bit scary. I said, no, it's not. No, councillor's fine. Just go on and do it. And she's now got her food control plan, her registration to be able to sell and make her food within a month of organising it, and actually probably within 2 weeks.
Right, so it's not that hard.
And her jars will be, like, only $6, and they're fresh. There's no additive. You've got to use them within 5 days, but you will do because it's so tasty. Not too spicy for me, which is good.
So all good natural ingredients, natural food.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, and that's where will we find those goodies?
Well, she can be outside, but I do plan B, C, D, and Z.
Yes.
Every market. So we'll probably be on plan C by the time Sunday morning comes. So she will be there. I just can't exactly say where. So she's planning to be outside, but let's just see how that goes.
Okay, all right.
She'll be in the kitchen probably.
Yeah, yeah. And have you got, is anyone making coffee? I know sometimes it's hard to get someone to come in and make coffee.
Oh, no. Paul brings down his cart.
Okay.
So that's parked away now from Herbal Dispensary. That's parked where he lives, actually. So he comes down on a Saturday, actually, and drops it off. And then, so he might actually be, if the weather's really, really super bad, he might be behind the building, closer to the clay shed.
Okay, right. Well, so you could get access from via the clay shed.
Yeah. And the clay shed will be open, and they're actually running a workshop at 1 o'clock too. Sorry, I don't have the details. God, they're going to tell me off that.
No, there is a workshop this weekend going all through the weekend, well for a few hours each day.
Yeah, the clay shed are busy, eh?
They are always busy, yes.
Yeah, we've got some retired people making knitting baby socks. It's just be a one-off, so they'll be like $5 each, not a pair. And some some cotton towel, dishcloth,
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah. Very practical. We've got Colleen, of course, the weaving specialist. Harley, the greenstone, carver.
Yeah.
Ian, with his beautiful chopping boards, he'll be inside probably.
And there were people who bought it. They pulled in a big trailer unit. I can't remember the name of it, because I was going to interview them one time as well. You're not remembering. I can't describe. It's kind of blue. Does that help? No, we didn't plan this part of the interview very well, at all, in fact. So maybe we'll just sort of gloss over the fact that we can't remember the name, and we'll come back to it later.
Are you talking about food?
Yes, food, yes.
Yeah, Kai Walker.
Yeah, there we go.
No. Sasha, she's working. So in the winter, she has a regular job.
Oh, right.
And that's because of the options are just so lean during the winter for her.
Yeah.
She takes on cooking elsewhere. So she's off until September.
Right, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Fair enough, I understand. But there's still going to be plenty of food, and you said at the start that Liz is making some hot soup for people.
And the dumplings, don't forget. And Nick's got his honey, so, you can start, bringing some jars in for honey. I'm not too sure if Tan's going to be there with the wood and the stone, those beautiful spoons that he's doing. Yeah. And Monica's standing in for Yanis because there's some soccer going on. And Monica might actually be inside too, so that might be a first. And then we've got Miranda in the front and the foyer, beautiful art work there.
Oh, sure. We should say Yanis and Monica make the jewelry.
Ocean inlays
jewelry. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I just assumed everybody in Raglan knows.
Well, they probably do, but there's always new people coming to town. And if you haven't seen their work, it's very finely crafted. So people should check it out.
Yeah, beautiful stuff.
Yeah. All right. I think we've covered everything. That sounds you've almost remembered every single stall holder by the sounds of it, so that's pretty good going.
In front of me now. Just a quick plug as well. So Matariki Market, a special additional market. We don't usually have them in the wintertime, but we just thought, well, this is the first year that there's that weekend, so celebrating Matariki, and there's quite a number of things happening at the old school too, which is I'm really proud of being part of. But for the market on the 26th, which is a Sunday, 10 till 2. So we've got some different stalls coming, and we've got some well-being stalls. We'll have some Reiki as well. But there'll be an interactive exhibition too in the gallery, which Ellie, who used to help me run the market, she's going to be facilitating. And that sounds really cool too.
Okay.
But you'll find out more about that as time gets closer.
Yeah, maybe we should have a chat with her as well.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, thank you, Debs, and good luck with the rain scenario. I know that you will be prepared for it. You've got much more space these days, so you can have a good market even when it's raining.
Yeah, we only had to cancel because of COVID,
Yeah.
But we don't
want to
cancel. It's too much fun.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. All right, we'll see you at Sunday. 10 o'clock it starts, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for your time.